Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
John Daniels with an Ask Me Anything. It's Sean and RJ, Troy and Roy on the home of Rangers baseball on Sunday. We are flying out to surprise Arizona as the only show, only station out there to cover your Texas Rangers. Sandler is already out there. Saturday at 2, you will hear your first game action right here on 105.3 The Fan. Let me first start off by saying I am ignorant to Reddit. Like yesterday, I thought Roy may think that I was trying to get out of doing some work because I texted him and RJ and I said, John Daniels did an AMA on Reddit, but Reddit is probably the most intimidating website that is out there for me. I can't figure out where to see anything. I get lost in it. To me, it's not like separated or organized correctly. I don't understand Reddit whatsoever. I'm like, help, please.
If you want to kill the weekend, I'm told find a subreddit rabbit hole.
Subreddit rabbit hole?
And go down it.
What does that mean?
I don't really know what that means.
Is Reddit just a big message board?
It's like a big forum, right?
Essentially, yeah. And so it basically, think of like an umbrella. And so you have a group. You have an MLB Reddit, and then a subreddit would be Rangers, and a subreddit of the Rangers might be pitching staff or GM discussions. Or
why is Reddit cornered the market on message boards?
Because it's the most popular. I mean, it's a branding thing, you know? They've done the Ask Me Anything stuff with all types of people, from business people to dignitaries to sports people to politicians. And because of that, I can't think of another bulletin board that I would go to find that type of commentary.
Remember bloggers, when they go and they get all their blog information, a lot of them, they'll tell you they get it from Reddit. When your Keith Olbermann thing blew up and it got onto like Big Lead or whatever, they found it off of Reddit.
Yeah, I know it's huge. I just can't sort out the comments.
You'll be better if you use the app version. You're probably looking at the PC version,
yeah,
as you're sitting there watching Vanderpump Rules season 12.
Yeah.
If you use the app, it's a lot better for you. You know I'm right, am I?
Roy's dad just walked in here. He's dying laughing, so he knows that reference. So you must watch Senior, so be quiet. All right, so John Daniels with an AMA, and we'll pick your most interesting questions off the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, 877-881-1053.
Yeah, and I dove in head first because I am with you on Reddit. I had no idea. I dove in.
With you, it's always nose first, but anyway.
Usually it's nose first, that's right. So they asked him, I don't know, dozen or so, maybe a little less than a dozen questions. And he gave John Daniels gave up really long, thoughtful answers. Some of the questions were, you know, they were going to, you know, elicit generic responses like, do you have a win-loss prediction for 2020? And of course he was going to say, I'm not going to give one. But he did say, in quotes, I have given one internally. So internally to his staff, he has given.
What do you think that is? Because Mark Cuban came in studio. Shoot, this time last week, gave us a very reasonable answer. You asked him what would be a successful season for these Mavericks. He said, home court, win a playoff round. That is a good, fair answer. What do you think JD's good, fair answer should be?
It depends on, does he want to undersell and overdeliver to his staff, or does he want to set
the bar? What is he thinking internally? What is his honest answer to himself?
I think honestly, you could say, all right, our goal this year is above 500.
Okay.
Because that would have been a few straight years of under. You improved last year to 78 wins. You add Kluber. You add depth to the bottom end of the rotation. You lose a couple of guys on offense, but I think a 500 above 500 record, I think, is a
even though they won 78 last year.
I think it's a baseline number. That's a bottom line number right there. Because if Kluber's healthy and Minor and Lynn pitch to what they did last year, they'll blow 81 wins out of the water. I mean, they'll win 87, close to 90.
Okay.
They could. I mean, theoretically, if their pitching staff pitches
like I said, like last year, they were only six games under 500. So if you add Corey Kluber, you know, and everyone takes a step, maybe 500 is too low of a goal. Maybe. I don't know.
I mean, with the offense the way it is, it's going to be tough, right? You don't know. There's a lot of things you don't know. But he did say, he did say that one thing the players this year are doing is they have more hunger for information.
Mm.
He said 3 years ago, they had the information and they were pushing it onto the players. Like they were trying to get the players to grasp it. And now these players, they have so much demand for it, they don't have enough supply to get it out. The players are asking for more and more. And I think that's just the common thing as the game advances, the players are advancing with it.
And when Jeff Bannister was here, he's going to be in studio at 12:20. Way to get Banny on our show, by the way, Choppy. Big mess.
Well, we didn't ask him.
12:20 in studio with the KNC Masterpiece with Bassick. There was always this little mystery over analytics, you know, because we all thought of Banny as an analytics guy, but I was told when Banny was let go, they really, really went into analytics even more. So it's nice to hear that the players are wanting to consume it and ask about it.
Right. Right. So that's question number one that we finished with on this.
I wonder of all the sports, real quick, from highest to lowest, the athlete, the players within the sport that embrace to not embrace analytics. Is football, we don't hear anything about hockey analytics, but is football and basketball at the very bottom? Baseball, one.
I think basketball's two.
Basketball's two?
Don't you think, Roy?
Dude, basketball analytics. The difference with basketball analytics, I feel like, than all the other
with
analytics.
The players, though, I'm asking.
Yeah.
No, I mean, the players, dude, they want it. They want that information. The difference with basketball, I think, is for the most part, is that all that stuff is like proprietary. They've already put it behind paywalls. The people that are sharing analytical basketball information, they keep it pretty close to the vest, whereas a lot of people doing NFL analytics stuff, they're just kind of mathematicians taking a look at the sport and trying to see what they can improve on. And with baseball, it's always been shared and available, so people are able to seek it out. The basketball stuff, a lot of that, the inside statistics and advanced statistics, you have to pay for.
And I think with the basketball, and what I said, the reason I said the players have bought in, look at the game. Like, nobody's taking mid-range jumpers anymore.
Oh, yeah, true.
Right.
And NFL has to be last. Like, I feel...
Yeah, I don't know enough about hockey to analytics to
really... Spittle, if you're listening, text us about hockey if you could. But in terms of football, I still feel a little bit weird. Like, if Michael Irvin popped on right now or Deion, and we talked about not running on first down, they would go insane. They look at us like we shouldn't even have a sports talk radio show. Right. If you talked about just passing, even to Jason Garrett, or in-game analytics, like Jerry and Jason, like, dismissed us. So they have to be near last. All right, back to JD.
All right.
Ask me anything on Reddit.
Okay, so he got a couple of questions about, you know, when are you guys going to invest heavily on pitching? And, I mean, obviously he's saying, look, we got five veteran starters now. I mean, it's hard for me to say we haven't invested in pitching. You traded for Corey Kluber. You added two guys at the bottom of the rotation. Or I don't want to say back end of the rotation. And then you obviously have Minor and Lynn.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, that's invested in pitching.
What about, you know, Miners?
Player development?
Interesting
you say that.
Player development with pitching is supposed to be a joke.
Yep. Finally, most importantly, we've invested heavily on the developmental side in personnel and programs and facilities. Prefer not to get into specifics. We've totally transformed, though, the way we develop players over a two-year period, retaining the good things we've always done while adding some other stuff to that.
Okay.
He got a question, which I loved, about water bottles.
Water bottles?
Question. What do you think about switching to water bottles or something not single use instead of plastic cups in the dugout? Answer.
Here come the hippies.
What a unique and thoughtful question. That is his response.
We're doing paper straws.
It's something we should look into. Our clubhouse manager and I have had discussions about how we can manage the waste. For what it's worth, green initiatives were emphasized in the design of the new ballpark. There's always more we can do.
Who asked that? Brian Purdy?
No, apathy rules.
You know, there's a great solution to this that I learned from owning a guinea pig as a child.
I love where this story's
going. They're not going to get a spout and
they
just
need
suck
to
off
install
it.
One of those giant water bottles, hang it from the side of the dugout, and guys can just walk up and turn the nozzle, empty it into their mouth. Maybe, you know, do a little on their face, their hair, who knows.
Roy Gear in studio.
Just instead, of course, you know.
It's a gerbil.
You obviously don't put that little metal ball in there that they got to lick with their tongue to be able to get the water.
Yeah.
But I think that's a solution that maybe they should look into.
You should get a hose.
Oh, I like that, too.
Like we were kids, right?
Yeah.
We all drank out of a hose as kids.
Oh, yeah.
During the offseason, how much do you reach out to agents? Basically saying all the time, we're contacting agents. Should the Astros be stripped of their title?
Oh.
Here we go. I get the calls for it. Personally, I don't see the value in doing so.
Oh, boo, hiss, hiss.
The commissioner's point on how history will view that team is a good one. That, to me, is the ultimate punishment. The fact that you're asking this question, it's a conversation that every time their championship comes up, people will have the debate. In my mind, the goal of what you're suggesting is similar to what's happening. It's hard to erase history. We don't have to celebrate it in the same way. It happened.
Yeah.
Joe Girardi said, as long as there's financial incentive to cheat, you're going to find cheaters.
Ian Kinser said something weird. It was a very vague interview. I was reading some comments the other day about, you know, similar systems that were set up. But I said this yesterday. The Astros, like, they are being punished. And they are going to go through. Ortiz yesterday at the Red Sox press conference said, I think Altuve is the best hitter in the game. I don't know how he's going to deal with all the noise. He said, so when he has a down year, if he has a down year, it's not going to be because he's not cheating. It's going to be because of the torture that they are going through. So I agree with JD there. If you want to take the title and strip the title, that's fine. I get it. But I think we'll remember what they did.
Yeah, like just like a college football, basketball, we all saw the celebration.
No one's counting it anyway right now.
Exactly.
And, of course, there were the questions that John Daniels didn't answer. He said his favorite question that he didn't answer was, who would he rather be punched by, Nolan Ryan or Rougned Odor? So maybe that's one one you guys can ask him when you sit down with him.
My
and
biggest
then,
mistake in my DFW radio career, running with a rumor I heard from someone within the building about a John Daniels. I was worried. I'm always worried when I see JD that he'll know me for that, but I don't think he knows me at all, so I'm fortunate.
And then from the 214 questions that didn't make it to John Daniels, what do your bonus checks look like when you save the owners all that money by not spending it on free agent players? And John Daniels from the 817, how do you expect the ballpark to play? Exactly like Minute Maid Park, the way you built it, or something different?
Actually, interesting that because he did answer a ballpark question.
All right.
How
will it feel without RJ Choppy in here since he's boycotting with the roof?
That's a good point. I'll be there for the open roof games. To be honest, we are not sure yet. We think we've eliminated two of the biggest factors that led to Globe Life Park to be such an offensive-friendly park. First, the heat, how that affects the flight of the ball. Second, the wind that effectively blew out towards right center and right field. There are so many other variables that we don't understand yet. The park is set at a lower elevation. The outfield wall dimensions are different in left field. Does the turf have any effect on hits or extra base hits? How does the park play with the roof open versus roof closed? The perfect example is Rogers Center in Toronto. Roof open versus roof closed. It's a launching pad with one of them. So the goal is designing it that it was closer to neutral, but you don't know. You don't know. And he says, our organizational DNA to be more on the hitter side of the spectrum. So we kind of wanted to be a more of a hitter's park, but at the same time, they will not know how this park flies until they have samples with the roof open and closed. That's going to be difficult to figure out.
So there it is, the John Daniels AMA on Reddit.
I want to know about that coconut husk turf. When are we going to find out what that coconut husk plays like?
Yeah, coconut husk.
We're going to have to ask him about that as well when we are out in Surprise next week.
Yeah, we'll have a sit down with John Daniels, sit down with Woody. And today, Jeff Bannister in studio. You're going to stick around for 3 hours after the show to meet up with your bro?
I got a meeting with my insurance guy.
To chest bump your bro?
Yeah. No, we chest bump enough. Shirtless.
Good gosh.
What?
He's not joking, you know.
I know.
He's, you know, he's not. He's like, yo, did you get that new glutamine?
They do.
Loading up on it.
They do that arm shake where you, what is it? Like the elbows?
Yeah, oh, they're doing the Bash Brothers.
Yeah, the Bash Brothers. Yeah, they do the Bash Brothers.
That's right.
Good God.
Bend over and put it right there on my cheek.
12:20.
What?
Jeff Bannister.
That's a steroid joke.
Oh, studio. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.